want you to take a few minutes today and think about the injustice, the hatred, the racism, the prejudice that you see in our community and also in our country. Now, who's suffering? And what are you going to do to come alongside the people who are suffering? And the Bible's very clear. It says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. That's right, mourn, enter in. What can we learn from in terms of the people who are suffering right now and what they're sharing in their experiences? Don't belittle it. Don't just analyze it. Don't give the reasons that are contributing factors. Actually go to those people, listen to them, care, learn from them, and enter into that mourning and that suffering. That's so important to not skip over that. But in terms of healing in our land, we need to unite and we need to listen to each other's stories and experiences to validate, to encourage, and just to experience the same pain that other people are going through. So think about how you can live that out today. Take a few minutes in prayer with the Lord and ask God, God, what do you want me to do to be a healing instrument, to just mourn with those who are mourning, and then pursue that person and let the Holy Spirit lead you.